Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining us here on the show to discuss is an 11-year MLB veteran, most notably with the Baltimore Orioles, where he began his career. He's also a member of the MLB Network, and he is the author of the new book, State of Play, The Old School Guide to New School Baseball. Billy Ripken is our guest. Billy, good morning.
Good morning. What's going on?
Not much, buddy. Appreciate you joining us this morning. And I'd like to know your thoughts on this snitches get stitches idea from Pedro Martinez, David Ortiz, and maybe some other old school guys. You played in their era as well. Did you feel like Mike Fiers was out of line doing what he did on record?
Out of line, I don't know. It might have been something that I might not have done, but if this guy actually went to different organizations and saw these young pitchers just getting smacked around and he really thought that they were getting jobbed, and he spoke up. I think that some of us that have been removed from the game in some of these things that are currently happening in the game, maybe we should use the same kind of thing. If you wouldn't have said it then there's no reason for you to chime in, you know, now. So I would probably not have done such a thing, but I'm not condemning Mike Fiers for what happened, because let's face it, I do believe that this game is going to be better off in the near future after we get through the Red Sox investigation, and I think the commissioner's office and I think the Players Association will get together and they will levy the penalties that's going to be moving forward. And I think overall the baseball game is going to be better for whatever just happened.
So you hesitated, though, when I asked you about it. And I think that's interesting because most fans and media go, oh, Mike Fiers is a hero. He exposed this whole thing and we needed to know that the Astros were cheaters. But you must also have the feeling of having been in a clubhouse or locker room that Fiers went against a certain code. Would that be fair?
Fair, and there's always a fine line with everything we do in this world, whether it's sport or anything else. There's always that line that you get to, and sometimes if you stay underneath it, you're fine. Sometimes if you go over top of it a little bit, you're fine. I think the extreme cases is where you go. I don't think you can just jump out right away and make a definitive statement, because we're a little bit removed from this situation. Certainly fans that were not in there, that have never been a part of it, are completely removed from it. And I haven't been in uniform with an organization since 1998. But there is a little bit of pause, but I can certainly see both sides of this easy enough.
Billy Ripken, our guest here on the show. The name of your book is The Old School Guide to New School Baseball, State of Play. What's the biggest difference with new school baseball than when you played 20 years ago?
Well, I don't think there's really that big I don't think the game's changed near as much as everybody says the game has changed, because my father used to say, you hit it, pitch it, catch it better than the other team, and you win. And you can still look out there and see successive teams doing just that. The reason why I put this book out there is there's just been this onslaught over these past few years about the new school and all their metrics and all their analytics, and it almost seemed to me like the old school baseball guy never used numbers, never used information. We just threw bats and balls out on the field and said, go get them, and we'll fly by the seat of our pants, and by gut instinct alone, we will go play the game. And that's just not the case. Old school guys have always used numbers, have always used information, and will continue to do so. So I just felt like these past few years with all the conversation swirling around this new school and these smart people now in the game, there was an implication that old school baseball guys weren't smart, and I just disagree with that 100%.
Yeah, you sound pretty fired up about this. So do you feel like the older generations of baseball get a bad rap for not maybe being thinkers of the game?
Well, absolutely. The noun now is analytics, and that surrounds itself around what? Any bit of information you could possibly ascertain and try to shove into baseball? Well, if you talk, and let's just talk about some crusty old school manager, and he's back in the game now, Dusty Baker. If you talk to Dusty Baker, you'll understand that he's very analytic, and analytic to me means you think about things. If there's a problem, you break it down. Once you break it down, you find where the flaw is and you fix the problem. That's the very basics of analyzing something. So the conversation that swirls now that Dusty's back in the game, I've answered more questions about that than anything else of saying, okay, what do you think about this old school guy coming into an analytic organization? And I said, well, if you're thinking Dusty's not analytical, you're sadly mistaken. So I think in some regards, there's so much conversation going on that the old school guy, yes, is thought of this guy that just has experience on his side, and that's it. And that's just not the case.
And I think I could be guilty of that as well, looking at Dusty Baker as an old school guy coming into a new school league. I wonder from your vantage point, what's the biggest problem right now staring baseball in the face?
The biggest problem? You know, I don't think there's as much wrong with the game as
pace,
other people seem to think.
Pace of play, lack of action, not a big problem in your eyes?
Well, strikeouts to me, well, I don't know the difference between a 305 game and a 258 game. And I may be on the different side of that street, but 7 minutes longer or shorter doesn't matter to me if I see good baseball going on. One thing that the new school did bring into this game, because they claim they brought everything into the game, is the strikeout. Because their thought process when they infiltrated was an out's just an out. So with that said, strikeouts rising means the ball's not put in play. The reason why strikeouts are rising is because they say, okay, go get your ace swing off three times. And if you walk back to the dugout, it's okay because it's just an out. If you happen to hit one, it might be a homer, so there's no action there. But if you strike out with a man on second and third and one out, a strikeout's just not a strike, an out then. The teams that have won over the past few years, and I can go and look no further back than 2019 Washington Nationals, who, by the way, put one and two guys in their lineup that were table setters. Their best hitter hit third, not second. And their cleanup hitter, Soto, hit fourth. So Rendon led the planet in ribbies. And yes, ribbies still count. And Soto, even though Rendon led the league in ribbies, Soto still had 100-plus. Because those guys did not give away at bats with two strikes. They didn't want to strike out and walk back to the dugout. They put the ball in play. So the lack of action that's going on into the game, it can be fixed. It can be overturned. Because if you look at the teams that actually win, they're the teams that actually put the ball in play more than the teams that just walk back to the dugout after strikeouts.
Billy Ripken, longtime veteran in Major League Baseball, author of the book State of Play, The Old School Guide to New School Baseball, joining us this morning here on the DA Show. I think it's interesting that you kind of phrase the new school guys as they. New school claimed. They claimed. It sounds like you feel like maybe the analytics guys are a little arrogant about what they think they brought to the table.
There's two trees. So one, we have the new school tree, and there's a few branches on the new school tree that I will use your word that have some smugness and some arrogance about them. Now there's the old school tree, and there's a few branches on those trees that have some bullies hanging out on those trees. So those sets of branches that I just talked about will never get along. In my book, if I dismiss something of the new school variety, for example, defensive run save statistic, I use numbers and information to dismiss it. So I'm all for information. I'm all for numbers if they can help me. If you're my new school general manager and I'm your old school manager and you send me some down, some out-of-the-box thinking, and I go, I appreciate your work. These are nice nuggets. but I'm sending out of 10 of these nuggets, I'm sending 8 nuggets back to you because they don't apply. 2 of these nuggets will make us better overall. So if you keep sending me good stuff, the inside of my box will get bigger as I think and go along. But you'd have to trust the fact that I've experienced some things and I know what to accept and what not to accept. So there needs to be a balance. There should be a balance. I enjoy the younger guys coming into the game with energy and ideas. But the energy and ideas cannot overtake what goes on in the clubhouse and on the field because they just really don't know what needs to happen in the clubhouse and on the field.
Big rules change this year, 3 batter minimum. That's a pretty seismic change to the game of baseball. What do you think about it?
You know, let's see this play out because here's the thing. If there's a 3 batter minimum, except if you come in like in 6 1/3 and you get the last 2 outs of the inning, you can be taken out. If you come in after 2/3 of an inning and get the last out, you can be taken out. So I'd really like to see how much this 3 batter minimum really affects what goes on. And I don't believe, like some, that this will kill the left-handed specialist. I think it might actually enhance the left-handed specialist because lineups are set up lefty-righty-lefty sometimes. So you bring the guy in to start and face the lefty, you get him out. If you pitch carefully to the righty, you might get him out, and then you got the next lefty. So instead of seeing this one, you know, you might have to have 2 lefties in the pen if you're going to go left, right, left and match up. But I don't know, and I get it in theory, and I look at it, but we've got to let this thing play out a little bit to see if this is really that monumental, or is it kind of just we're all up in arms because, oh, my gosh, what are they doing? They made a rule change, and this is killing the manager's strategy. I don't think it's going to come into play as much as it looks like it might because of that 2 outs in an inning or 1 out in an inning. They can only face 2 batters, or they can get 2 batters out, and they can be done anyway.
Billy Ripken is our guest this morning here on CBS Sports Radio. Before I let you go, I want to talk about the food chain, the power structure of North American sports, because there's some MLS soccer power brokers, owners, that are saying, you know what, we're set up to chase down baseball, and we're set up to chase down hockey and become the third most popular sport in North America over the next 10 or 15 years because we have youth on our side. There's not a lot of young people watching baseball. They got a lot of young people watching MLS soccer. What do you think about the future or that type of claim over the next 10 or 15 years?
Well, I think there's enough people and there should be enough interest to have anything, you know, kind of be a major sport. It seems that football and basketball, from what you're telling me right there, are 1 and 2. So hockey and baseball are fighting out for the bronze medal, and now soccer wants to come in and try to do that. But to me, there should be enough. The fan base that baseball has, yes, it's more of the older variety, and the commissioner's office is trying to do new innovative things to maybe generate some interest for some younger fans. But I don't want us to lose the older fans. I don't want us to get carried away and say, okay, we're just going to start ignoring the 45, 50, and 60-year-old. That shouldn't happen. But I think there's enough room and there should be enough interest out there for all sports to do well. And let's face it, baseball is doing extremely well when you see the players getting the glue that they're getting, because the reason why they're getting the glue is because the owners can afford to do it. So if that's the trend as far as the money goes in baseball, I'm not so sure how someone like the MLS is going to come in and topple that right away.
That's a good point. Billy Ripken joining us this morning on the show. His new book, State of Play, the Old School Guide to New School Baseball, available and a pretty good read as we get into spring training before regular season opens up a little more than a month from now. Billy, this was a lot of fun, man. Let's do this again.
All right, dude. Appreciate you.
Okay, you too.
Have a good day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.